Let's get out to the Bando Brothers hotline and bring in our special guest from the number one rugby team in the nation, defending national champions. This man has been a hero for the rugby team, and he's having a solid season thus far. They are undefeated. Johnny Lingo Linehan. I bring up the lingo just because I think that's what Wayne Tarafiti calls you.
He does indeed, and I like it. Anything with Johnny sounds perfect, unless it's an insult, of course.
Have you watched the movie with Johnny Lingo in it?
Mahana, you ugly.
Hey, there you go. You're an 8-cal rugby player, brother. You're an 8-cal rugby player. And you guys are undefeated right now. Talk to me about the battles thus far. The two biggest battles obviously being the St. Mary's games. Both came down to the wire. How were you guys able to pull off those victories?
Oh, yeah. Well, they were two separate games. I mean, the first game when we played them in California, we went up early and then they came back and then we came back again to beat them. But this game, they last weekend, they took off and, yeah, they had the game by the horns and, yeah, we were lucky to come back. But, yeah, the first game, it came down to us. We had a chip on our shoulder because we lost to them last year down on their home ground. And so there was always that debate at the end of the season, oh, who's better, St. Mary's or BYU? So we went in and we played really physical and really good rugby. But when they came back here, we started off slow. But one of the players on our team, Steve Sayer, his father just passed away that week. So we were playing with more of a purpose. And that's why we were wearing black armbands. It's more of a traditional thing we do in New Zealand. But we were wearing black armbands to honor him. And so when we went down, we started speaking, hey, let's do this for Steve and his family, and that's what really pulled us back.
Well, our thoughts and prayers go out to him and his family going through those rough times, and you could see just how inspired you guys did play in that match. How is this team different than last year's team?
Yeah, that's the beauty of college sport. Every year, you don't know what your team's going to be like because you have seniors graduating, freshmen coming in. So it's a privilege to be part of it. But this year, our team's a little bit different in the sense that we're probably not as healthy as we have been in some past years. There's been a lot of key players with injuries and other reasons that have kept them sidelined. So each game is really different for us, and we've had to work hard at practice with making sure that we have that unity amongst the team to make sure that no matter what team it is, we can go out and get the job done. So this year is a lot more spots and positions up for grabs. And they just want to practice, and if you're healthy, really.
Are you guys able to get some more unity based off of your music videos that you guys create?
Well, I think there's unity between those that did it and the people that refused to participate. There may be a bit of division amongst them. But no, we had a lot of fun making that.
Hey, I don't know how many clicks it's gotten on YouTube, but I mean, you might be trending on the internet, at least in the rugby world, around the world. I'm telling you, it was impressive, all those trick shots. So, kudos to you guys for being creative. Because look, you guys have been successful the last few years. BYU rugby has been successful for a long time. It's been around since 1965, but recently it's come on very, very strong. And you guys don't have to do something to increase your marketability, but you just did with that. And I think that creativity speaks volumes about not only your competitive nature, but also your just ability to understand that, hey, we can add more value than we've already added.
Yeah. I feel like if your mate's off the field, then you're going to be able to click and work together on the field. So that's a big part of a championship team, is doing work off the field. And some people, they're like, oh, why aren't you practicing? And we do practice, and we practice hard, but a lot of it's having fun as well, so that it doesn't just become boring and you know, kind of like a chore going to training. So sometimes we mix it up and have some fun.
Has your role changed at all this year compared to the last few years?
Not necessarily. I don't think it's changed very much. But because I had both my knees got injured last year, I tore my left PCL. So that was a few months recovery. And I had surgery on my right meniscus in November. So maybe the way my role has changed is it's probably more mental for me. I'm not as maybe attacking off the foot. I try to set my teammates up more rather than look for holes myself. I think that just comes down to me still not 100% confident because of those injuries that I had. So I'm looking to change that, but if anything, my role has become more of a distributor and helping my teammates score than scoring myself.
How are you feeling as far as your health is concerned? You mentioned both of those injuries, and are you 100%? Do you feel like you're at full strength?
Well, when the whistle blows, I feel like I'm 100%, but every break and as soon as the game finishes, I'm broken again. But if you see how much tape I wear, yeah, tape is a blessing and a miraculous thing because it really holds me together. So I wouldn't say I'm 100%, but I try and play as if I'm 100% because, yeah, like I said before, if I play nervous, then the chance of getting injured actually increases, I feel.
Oh, yeah, it always does.
Adrenaline's a heck of a drug.
That's exactly
right. What do you guys have to do to finish strong? You guys have started strong like you guys usually do, but coming down the stretch, what are some of you guys' goals?
Yeah, well, obviously the big goal is to win the championship again, and we're on track for that. But I think mainly game-to-game goals that we have is that we need to start off strong. Last week scared us a little bit because that was one of the first times we've actually been down in a game, especially down by so much and so soon. So just every game we have different goals, but I feel like a goal that we should have for every game is to start off strong, try and be the first to score points, and then put the heat on the opposition. But I think one of our biggest goals also, apart from that, is just to make sure that we practice like we're going to play. Because sometimes during the end of the season, it gets difficult to maintain the same intensity and desire at practice. So we've got to really try and keep that focus there.
Tomorrow's a huge game, the Wasatch Cup, University of Utah. Have you watched film on this team? How important is it to come out and set the tone early?
Yeah, really important because they'll be wanting to come out and do the same thing. So the first 20 minutes, whoever can smack each other in the mouth the most, I feel like has a good chance of winning that game. So we just need to come out and be super physical within the laws of the game, or when the ref's back is turned, either one of those. And, just come out and be really physical with them and show them that even though we're on their field, in their town with their fans, that we're not going to take anything from them. So we just need to come out really strong and motivated. And we do have the team and we do have the talent to do that. But, yeah, 80 minutes and anything can happen. It's not quite like March Madness, but hopefully it's a little bit more predictable than that.
Hey, it might get a little bit crazy. Whenever BYU and Utah collide, they clash in a battle of titans. Is there anyone on that team that scares you, that you have respect for, that you say, hey, you know what? That guy in particular, we need to rough him up a little bit so that he can't take advantage of us later on in the game?
Yeah, they have some great players. Last year when I went out with the All-American team, they had two players from Utah. They were also there. They had their fly half, number 10, who I'll be facing up against, Danny Christensen. He's a great little player and a playmaker. So I just need to make sure that I do my job and shut him down. But there, he should be playing 15. His name's Donata Lauti. He's, he's not like very large in stature, but he's super shifty and really strong. And so he's someone that if you miss a tackle or let him go, he can kill you. So we just need to make sure that we get up and shut him down. But then, you never know who can be the breakthrough player. So we just need to make sure that our defense is on point and that we finish our opportunities on attack.
Johnny Lingo Linehan, we wish you luck tomorrow. Hopefully the tape can hold you together. Hope the kicking game is on point and you can set up your teammates, as that is your goal. Distribute, man. And I can't wait to watch it tomorrow. We'll be cheering you on. Thank you for coming on our airwaves.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, Johnny.